Republican Pat McCrory is now North Carolina's governor after being sworn in Saturday at the old state capitol. The low-key ceremony lasted only about 15 minutes. Former Governor Beverly Perdue handed over the state seal, and Chief Justice Sarah Parker administered the oath of office to the former Charlotte mayor in the old House chambers.
And do you solemnly swear that you will faithfully perform the duties pertaining to the officer of governor of North Carolina to which you have been elected, according to the best of your knowledge and ability, according to law, so help you God?
I do.
Congratulations and all good wishes.
Thank you very much.
McCrory's wife, Ann, and other family members and McCrory's incoming cabinet attended the ceremony, which came a week before the public inauguration. McCrory said he wanted his administration in place as the legislature convenes this coming week in Raleigh. In brief remarks, McCrory told the invited guests he's ready to get down to work.
Our goal is to lead and to govern and to serve with a purpose. And that's what we're going to begin doing today. We're going to have some tough work ahead of us, but we all love our state and we care for the next generation of leaders for our state so they have the same quality of life that we've enjoyed for so many years.
McCrory is the first Republican governor since Jim Martin left office in 1993. He was elected in November in his second try for the office. He lost in 2008 to Perdue, but defeated Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton this time after Perdue chose not to seek re-election. You can watch a video of Saturday's ceremony on Governor McCrory's new website, governor.nc.gov. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.